Hi, buddy, Andy here again. I've just noticed a status update from somebody that I'm friends with on Facebook, and they happen to put something like, I think it's time for a cuddly toy, Cal, because this particular person I know has got two small children, and it took me back to when I used to have small children myself, when I actually answered the person by saying something along the lines of, just be prepared that whatever you do and whichever toys you get rid of, they will always be the wrong ones in the eyes of the child. And I can remember that myself, either as a parent or even as a child myself, all those many, many years ago. You get rid of toys, you think, well, let's sneak them out. You know, you've got young children, they build up more and more toys, whether they be cuddly toys or games or whatever it is. Now they're probably more interested in technological toys, which maybe last a bit longer and, you know, don't get thrown away like the old cuddly toys used to be. But there's always cuddly toys, isn't there, that people still feel attached to. I mean, we've got little teddy bears in the bedroom here, not because you're particularly attached to them, but they're there, and they're things you just don't really want to throw away. They become almost part of the family, don't they? But I remember when my children were small, and you had that moment, as my friend has suggested, where a cull is needed, and you think, right, which ones don't they play with? Which ones don't they, you know, they're hidden under the bed or something like that? And you've got two ways of doing this, haven't you? You can either show them to the children and say, look, here we are, we've got to get rid of some of these, and be open and honest with them. Especially depends on the age of the child. And you've been open and honest with them and say, right, we've got to get rid of some of these. How many do you want to keep? You know, we get rid of half of them or whatever it might be. And you can bet your life that they don't want to get rid of all of them, or any of them for that matter. And the ones that you've just dug out from that dusty corner or under the bed covered in dust and spiders' cobwebs, they say, oh, I've been wondering where that one was. Oh, look at that. And they start cuddling it and you can't get it out of their arms. So you've then got the alternative option where you secretly find these things that are hidden under the bed or lost or whatever and think, well, I haven't played with these for a while, or use the best your knowledge as you think is best as a parent, a responsible parent, and you take them and you hide them, you give them away to a charity shop, or you throw them away, or you find that dog-eared teddy down, you know, down by the side of the sofa or whatever that needs stitching, you can't be bothered, you throw it away. And then what happens literally within a few days, the child will say, Where's so-and-so gone? Where's that gone? Well, what have you done with this? And you think, oh, well, we got rid of it. What do you mean you got rid of it? Why did you get rid of it? Well, we didn't think you'd ever play with it. That was my favourite. You know exactly what it's like. But that reminds me of when I was a child myself, as I said, many moons ago. I can still remember a couple of toys that I had, which my mother got rid of. I can remember one in particular. It was this floppy rabbit. It was like a fabric type rabbit. I can't remember the details too clearly. Well, it was quite a long time ago. But for some reason, my mother decided it was time that this should be thrown away, probably because it was quite dog-eared or rabbit-eared and a bit scruffy and scrappy, I suppose. And she decided, without my knowledge, to get rid of it. I noticed, obviously, as you do, as I've just suggested, and I was distraught. And I still remember that now. That's the thing, isn't it? That pain still lingers after 40, 50 years or whatever it might be. And I also remember a panda that I had as well. It makes me sound really soppy, doesn't it? But it doesn't matter. It ties in with the topic, doesn't it? And I remember a panda also that was got rid of. I can remember less details about that, but it's another one of those ones that sticks in my mind. I'm sure we've all got them. We all have, whether we want to admit it or not, we've all had teddy bears or cuddly toys in the past. And if you hadn't, you must be pretty deprived, and I feel quite sorry for you that you haven't got them. And people still hold on to them. It doesn't matter which home you go into. If you delve deeply enough into the corners, you will normally find a cuddly toy or a teddy bear that isn't the child's, it's actually yours. I still have a teddy bear, which is, I think it's in the lounge now. It's on the top of a cupboard, and it's a teddy bear that I was given on my first Christmas. So that's getting on for 53 years ago now. It was given to me at a Christmas party. It's not the most cuddly teddy bear, but it has sentimental value. It's covered in dust and that, but I would never throw it away. It's only got one eye now. I think it's only had one eye for a long time as well. But I couldn't bear to get rid of that, and I'd hate anybody to get rid of that. It will probably be with me till the day that I die. I certainly hope it will be. So there you go. Be careful. If you are a parent, you've got toys, or I suppose it doesn't matter if you're a parent of any age, but especially when they're younger, with the cuddly toys, be careful be afraid, be very, very afraid that you may well get rid of the wrong one. And don't forget, that child will never forget that. They will remember that for the rest of their lives. Just think about that one. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.